She looks so young, maybe 17. Her skirt is too short, her whitey eyes are blinding clean. She tries to not look shy, but her buddies speak in fear. She doesn't feel well, that's absolutely clear. It's around 4 p.m. in the 23 tram. It's crowded and she steps aside to stay back from this man, a bearded fat old guy with a false innocent air. Every time the tram is moving, he's coming closer to her. And the people all around are looking plainly uninvolved, as if it was none of their business, not their problem to be sold. They see the young girl's misery, but stay comfortably far, 'cause this is just another incident in this valley. Later, after maybe three stops, the girl jumps up and through the closing door she drops. She's trembling at the shelter there, staring back at the door, and seems to be afraid the fat old guy could follow her. Nobody even notices that this was an escape. Just a well-dressed lady salivates, imagining the rape. The tram drives on, leaving the young girl with her teary eyes. Her fear stays with her, and so does the question why. Cause the people all around were looking plainly uninvolved, as if it was none of their business, not their problem to be solved. They saw the young girl's misery, but stayed comfortably far, 'cause this was just another incident in this valley. Talking to a dark-haired guy, they're sitting in the marketplace cafe drinking a chai. She's changed her look completely, now wearing sneakers and jeans. There's nothing that distinguishes her from other teens. And the people all around are looking plainly uninvolved, because this is none of their business, they have problems to be solved. They ignore the other's misery and stay comfortably far. Nobody knows about the incident in this valley, and the people all around are looking plainly uninvolved, because this is none of their business, they have problems to be solved.